Hello, welcome. Nice to be here with you. Nice to have you here. There are some rather extraordinary changes that are unfolding. And what I'd like to do in this session is talk a little bit about this shift of consciousness, what is happening briefly, and the tools that we're creating here, the ones that are about managing your energy field, are all about what's going on both externally and internally. This concept of shifting consciousness is not a concept. It is an experience that is very fully embraced, very fully in place, and very fully active at this point. It's not an illusion. It's not a someday this is going to happen. It is fully 100% engaged. And it has two aspects to it. There's an external shift and there's an internal shift. Both are not separated at all. They're just different ways of perceiving what's going on. And so these tools are, as simple as they are very specific about allowing you to manage your way moving through this shift. The shift externally is about to be very, very visible and very disruptive in the realities of the majority of the people on the planet. There's no easy way for me to simply say that this is now going on without pointing to many of the factors that are going on. They are not bad, and they are not meant to be damaging or punishing. They simply are what we have been talking about for a long period of time. Now, over the last couple of years, now many of you are new to my work, but over the last couple of years, we have been making it very clear that in the year 2011, in the months of July and August and September, there will be many changes that simply will change virtually forever how you have known yourself to this point. And so we are very much there, and it's not a fearful thing. This is a little bit of a dance for me to tell you what's happening, but not say it from the standpoint of a fearful place, because it's actually quite extraordinary. In the simplest way, you are in the process of moving from a rigid, conditional, the third dimension has nothing about it that is unconditional, conditional reality that has very specific structures and rules to it, well designed to keep things very much in place. That's what we've been experiencing for a very, very long time. We are now moving into a different dynamic that is going to allow for ease and fluidity and mobility and flexibility. It is going to be unconditional, and words like fear and safety and trust simply don't exist in this fifth dimensional consciousness. Part of the challenge is, I know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know, and what I know is beginning to dissolve all around me. And many of you rightfully can say, well, Jim, I hear you, and I would love to go to this fifth dimensional consciousness where respect, integrity, well-being, graciousness, appreciation are how we interact with each other and move through our day. But I don't understand, I don't have something to grab hold on to make sense of what you're saying. And so I understand that very clearly. The reference points that you have built your life around are very much dissolving, keep that simple, but the reference points I'm pointing to are not visible to you or not consciously understood. The reason is that to understand them, you do not use the analytical, rational thinking mind to flow through a fifth dimensional consciousness. It plays by different rules, and it allows for different structures than are familiar to most of us. So, as the shift of consciousness happens, in order for it to assist you in moving into this higher, faster, lighter, more enjoyable space of vibration, you cannot take your baggage with you on this journey. You are moving from a third dimension, rigid structure to a fluid, dynamic, fifth dimensional vibration. You cannot take your not okay with me on the journey. And so these tools that we're setting in motion here in this simple 8-week session are fundamental tools. And they're tools that are designed to allow people who are very much starting to say, what do I do and how do I do it, to begin to do it in a way that is comfortable and has tangible results. There are, in the level 1 work, the level 2 work, the level 3 work, there are additional tools, much more specific tools to the shift and to the pathway that moves you through it. But the purpose of this set of sessions that we're doing is not to sell you or not to encourage you or not to point you someplace else. All of that is available. Go on the website and you can watch it. But the purpose here is to give you some very definable, structured tools to be able to observe a stock market of today dropping 500 points. And the only reason it stopped at 500 points was the market closed. Is it very possible it could drop another 500 points tomorrow? Yes, it's possible. Will it happen? I don't know. But is it possible? Yes. So the structures of change are happening in this first 4 days in August, which is a very big shifting month. You have had 3 massive solar flares, coronal mass ejections, solar winds. Those 3 things are slightly different. 2 of which, on a scale of 1 to 10, were 9.3 and 9.7. Massive bursts of light that simply was directed right at the Earth. And so this change, these light waves that are passing through you, are changing the DNA coding systems. They are beginning to put new, if you would, simply software in place, turning on aspects of the brain, reconfiguring cellular dynamics so that you can move from this rigidity into a place of flexibility. And yet, it's very much like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. You don't really know what you were or what you are becoming in the transition. So little challenge is possible. You are watching in an external way world economies in the process of becoming very, very much disturbed. You are watching the possibility of the euro collapsing in Europe. You are watching the possibility of the United States dollar collapsing. You are watching possibilities of an entire economy worldwide as it's been structured with very rigid dynamics come to a stop. Now, you could do one of 2 things with that set of statements. You could hear the glass as half empty or half full. And my recommendation is the purpose of these tools is to allow you to make that choice. Is it half full or is it half empty? The tools, the management of your own energy field and how you choose to think a thought, thoughts are electrical, and couple it with an emotion. Emotions are magnetic, creating an electromagnetic field of belief is what you are being presented with right this moment as I point to some external energies that are unfolding. At the same time, I said that your coding systems are being changed, your cellular systems are being changed, the possibilities of moving into a higher dimensional experience are not possibilities, they are occurrences. You are in motion to a higher dynamic of vibrational frequency, one that is much more fully conscious, holding respect and appreciation and dignity, compassion, cooperation, co-creation. See, these are the stable vibrational fields that are in the fifth dimension. Does anybody want to go on that journey? Everybody raises their hand. But there is some assembly required. And so, it's not so much that these issues externally are so challenging, because let me ask you a question. The fact that the stock market this day fell and very likely will fall again, does it have any bearing on your reality of any significant level? Do you have hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in the stock market? If the answer is yes, it's like, okay, I've got to pay attention to this. Generally, though, the answer is no. I don't have that kind of investment. In regard to some of these changes in terms of how Greece is going to default or not default on the bonds that it owes, does that have any real bearing on you? And I can go down this external list, and there will be some questions you will say, yes, that affects me. But the large majority of the questions that I would ask in this context, the answer is no, it has no bearing on me. And so if you would think about turning off your television, not listening to your radio, and not reading a newspaper, the fact that the stock market has now done what it's done, would you have known any difference in your vibrational field? And the answer would be no. As you move through this shift, let me again say, it's not coming. You are very squarely in the middle of it. As you move through this shift, being able to manage your energy and choose a better choice on your terms without having fear or need running through your decision-making process is a very valuable place to be. So these tools, as simple as they will sound, as we lay them out over the course of the next 5 weeks after today, if you participate with them, if you make them conscious in your reality, if you choose to stand on your side of the rose and observe the theater that exists on the other side, you're going to find the set of choices you make will be very different than the choices you made without that definition of where you start and where you stop. Now, I know there's some people who are new, and I'm going to go review the things that we've done to date and add one or two tools. From this point on, though, I'm going to concentrate on one or two new tools every session. The fundamental work that we're doing at this point is now in the archives. So if you are new, go to the archives, you're able to listen to everything that has been done, but in this session, I'm going to make a review through and put some of these tools together. So, the point I'm making is the shift is here, it's not coming. The changes in your reality are in the making of happening. There is no, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen. It is very much happening. It will affect every single human being on the planet. So the only question that's left is, how do you choose to experience this walking through the seams of the experiences of the third dimension, or bumping into them and putting your finger in the light sockets of the third dimension. So choice is up to you, but how you have choice is what we're going to try to structure in this set of classes, and then going into and expanding into the next year. So I'm going to walk us kind of through some of these tools, and then for those of you who are new, thank you for participating. Make this a game. Make this fun. This is not challenging. It's not something you want to think about a lot. They are integrated tools that are absolutely aligned with who you have always been. So it's not as much learning something new, memorizing it, as it is just simply taking a breath and being who you are. So let's see what we can do. So let me ask you first, would you just notice yourself? Just notice how you're sitting, notice how you're hearing me, notice how your mind is thinking, notice if you need to notice the room that you're in. Nothing to change, would you just notice yourself? And would you take a breath? Now, with your eyes open, we're not going into a trance, we're not going into a deep meditation, we're not going into a deep teaching. We're simply going to try on a couple of experiences and see if the application makes sense. I'm going to ask you a number of times to notice yourself. So just kind of, again, notice yourself. And just between those two moments of notice yourself a minute ago and now, have you changed? You've already started to bring your attention into your awareness. So here's the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do. Would you just take another breath? And then would you bring your awareness into the center of your head, that place right behind your eyes, slightly above your eyes possibly, but would you be in the center of your head, aware of yourself, being aware of yourself, and looking through your eyes? And then would you notice yourself right now? Just that one action, did you slow down? Did you become more attentive? Are you more aware in present time, right this minute, right now? That's just a question. Just notice. The answer could be no. The answer is perfectly okay. Now, what I'd like you to do is, would you simply become aware of your breath and take three smooth, connected breaths. They may be, feel like they're circular. You breathe in, and then just let the exhale connect to the inhale, and then the inhale just connect to the exhale. So it almost creates kind of a loop and a breath. Just watch three breaths from the center of your head. And have your eyes open. And then would you just watch three more breaths. And just let the breath be nice and smooth, connecting the in-breath and the out-breath. And just be conscious in the center of your head. Now, as you have these next three breaths, see, three breaths you can keep track of. When you say 10, you lose track of it. With these next three breaths, what I'd like you to do is, would you be aware of the room from the inside of your head? Just see the room. And then would you let the room more or less go out of focus? And would you bring your focus consciously to these three breaths? As if you just start to look inside, eyes open, looking inside. just watching the breath. Everything that's in the room is out of focus. You're not paying attention to it. And even a little more attentive on the flow of the breath, connected. And then with the next in-breath, would you allow your eyelids to close? Just your eyelids are closing. Nothing else happened. Just keep watching the breath. Don't let your eyelids interfere with watching the breath. Then with the next breath, would you continue to hold your attention on that circular breath, and would you allow your eyelids to open, but don't see anything? Just let the room where you are looking, possibly down, let it stay out of focus. Don't focus on anything in the room. Continue the breath, and then just let the focus begin to become into your awareness right in front of you. If you're more or less looking down at the table, let's see a foot, 2 feet, a meter in front of you. Continue the breath. Be aware of the breath. And then just let your awareness see the room, and would you be aware of the breath? And then would you notice yourself? Are you different right here than you were when I was speaking of the stock market crashing? Now just keep the breath connected. See, the moment you shift into thought and move your attention into thinking without a connected, consciously flowing breath, you begin to lose your awareness in the center of your head. All the tools are inside you. All the answers are within you. It's not external. Another breath. The process of opening and closing your eyes, this is a review from the first session, there is a mechanism in your brain that when you open your eyes, you switch into a particular vibrational field of perception. When you close your eyes, the brain flips into a different field of perception. It happens every time you blink your eyes. It's happened since the first breath you've taken. So it is very familiar to you and yet very unconscious. If you can interrupt that pattern of the brain flipping, you are able to begin to create a continuous breath without the mind engaging in the middle. So many of you meditate and it takes you 20 minutes to get out of the noise. If you can enter your meditation and your quiet space in this format, changing, seeing the room, diluting your focus, becoming aware of the breath, just kind of following three breaths, let your eyelids close, you will go into a different state of thought that allows you to have a quieter experience and hold a greater awareness of yourself. Again, just notice yourself. Let's add to it. So I'd like you to go back into that space that you just were. In fact, let's not call it back. Let's just re-enter the same space. So would you just continue that breath? See the room from the center of your head. Just notice your awareness moving inward from being outward. Three breaths, happy, add happy, that makes a nice change, higher, faster vibration. And then on this third in-breath, would you just close your eyelids and just follow the breath without interrupting the awareness of the breath? you don't hold your attention on as simple as the breath right here, the brain has a tendency to flip. You haven't trained yourself yet. And then just kind of follow the breath. Now, there's no reason to go out of the body. And then would you be right in the center of your head and then just relax. You can just kind of continue the breath without paying attention to it. And would you stay in that kind of state of really no thinking, just very light, quiet, happy. Relax. Let the shoulders relax. Have the back relax, stomach relax. Would you relax your butt? Continue the breath. Now, right here, some of you, as a habit, will go out of the body. No reason to go out of the body. That's a habit that is unnecessary. So if you find yourself starting to go out of the body, just breathe your eyes open, blink them a couple times, take a deep breath, and then just breathe your eyes closed again if you're going out of the body. Now, one of the things that happens that creates all that noise in the body is as you walk around your day, you leave yourself all over the place. You leave yourself in conversations, you leave yourself in arguments, you leave yourself at the stop sign when you're driving your car. Would you look back at your day and would you just notice where have you left yourself? It's the thought will tell you where you left yourself. In innocuous places. Looking out the window for no reason. We've created a tool using the rose. A rose is a high, fast frequency vibration that comes from the feminine side of Creator, and it has the capacity to override slower, duller frequencies. It has the capacity to neutralize vibrational frequencies that operate within your energetic fields that have nothing to do with you. Just kind of noise that's stuck in your space. So would you, right out in front of your forehead, would you create a rose? And would you just make it a red rose? If you don't think you can see a rose, would you remember a rose from the florist or the supermarket in the garden? And would you just kind of remember it right out in front of your face. Take it from a past memory and pretend, imagine, make up wonderful choices of words that give you a great amount of freedom. That red rose is sitting right in front of your face. 12 inches, 15 inches, 30 centimeters, just right out in that range. Would you admire the rose? Would you say hello to the rose? And then would you explode the rose, just like a fireworks display, just exploding into many particles of light? And then would you recreate the same rose right out in front of you? Because the rose has a higher, faster frequency range, it has the capacity as a programmed construction to do what you tell it to do. So would you just, again, give the command to the rose to collect you up from wherever you left yourself? The stop sign, the conversation. It's calling you back. It's like leaving your money all over town and then not having it when you need it. This is a very simple means of collecting up the energy that you've given away. The energy that you give away is also called aging. The more you give yourself away, leave yourself exposed, you wear yourself down. kind of make it amusing, collecting you up, a little tool to collect you up. And then would you explode that rose and let all that energy come back into your energy field, refreshing, revitalizing you. Another breath. Now, not only do you leave yourself in other people's spaces or in other vibrations or other energy fields, other people leave themselves in your space. Other people want from you, they like you, they admire you, they need something and you're the one who has to do it. They put their energy in your space. Anybody know that experience? It could be kids, husband, wife, mother, father, boss, employees. But that energy, when it's in your space, is wearing. It's also called aging. So would you create the rose right out in front of you again, and would you give it the command to collect everybody else's energy up from the day that's in your space? Now right here, the body may start to yawn, or you may start to find your eyes tear. Some people burp. It's all how the body releases and changes energy, not an issue. We're going to play with this more in the next session, but would you create another rose? Is there a person who has a tendency to irritate you or to get in your space? Now, keep it simple, not your ex-husband or wife, just but very simple. We'll deal with them next week. But right here, is there somebody that you interact with that kind of creates a off-balanceness in your space? Would you have the rose, collect them up, and then explode the rose, and the energy goes back to them in neutral? There's no argument, there's no I hate you, I love you. It's just give them back that which is theirs. Take back that which is yours. Interesting little verbiage right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive me for my trespasses, oops, and I forgive you for yours. Give back that to them and take back what is yours. Another breath. And again, we just be aware of three nice smooth breaths, and would you notice yourself? Do one more piece that we did last week, and that is, have you ever had the experience of not being able to get rid of a thought? It's, you get this thought in your head and it just stays there and goes round and around and around and around. Many times people put energy in your space. We're not bad or good, they just do that, and you can't get that person out of your mind, or you can't get past something they said. The energy of a thought many times will trigger an emotion and another thought like it in your own space, and just stays there, spinning in your space. Thoughts are electrical, emotions are magnetic. There is a natural alignment in your creation called a grounding cord. It is a natural existing experience that has always been there, but it hasn't necessarily always been on or active. There are two parts to a grounding cord, not just one. So let's build the grounding cord, and then this is where those thoughts you can't get rid of and people's energy when they say, oh, I don't like you because, or what an ugly dress you have on, or what a weird tie, or you have a funny nose, and then you can't let it go. What I'd like you to do is, would you, in your imagination, would you see a beam of light, or a tree root, or a pipe, or a chain, a vertical line? And then make this part a game. Would you create, if you had an imaginary third arm and an imaginary third hand, just notice what happens here. Would you take that imaginary third hand and would you reach right out in front of you and would you grab a hold of that imaginary tree root or line of light? Take a breath. Now, this is a play game, so feel what you feel. Would you now move your imaginary third hand down under your butt and right where the first chakra lives at the tip of the spine, the coccyx of the spine, would you, with your hand, connect that beam of light or that line into the first chakra? It's kind of twisted in, kind of like a light bulb if you want. Use your own imagination. And then would you let go of it with that hand? Feel the hand move back onto your lap. Now, if you're thinking, you're not going to feel. Think, feel are two different things. But if you are imagining, playing, and feeling, you will actually feel that creative motion. Another breath. Would you give the command to the grounding cord to just drop into the center of the earth, not very far away, and as it gets to the center of the earth, let it grow roots. Let it really connect into the center of the earth. Take that imaginary third hand, reach down to the center of the planet, give it a pull, make sure it doesn't come out, let it grow real strength, feel it nice and tight. Another breath. That's the electrical line. There is a second line. It's a coil. It wraps around the grounding cord. It's what clears emotions, feelings that have nothing to do with you. They get stuck. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I don't deserve. I'm never going to be attractive. They're not going to like me. All those are thoughts coupled with emotions that have no truth in your reality. And yet we spin them day in and day out. The grounding cord clears the electromagnetic fields. It needs to be turned back on if you have not turned it on. Would you give the command to simply engage the grounding cord into the energetic field? Take a breath, and would you give the command to turn on, and then just kind of relax your butt. Sometimes there's a feeling, sometimes there's not. But there may be a relaxation in the body. It's almost as if you just released, let go, the muscles relaxed. Another breath. Again, would you be aware of being in the center of your head? And would you be engaged with me, not floating, not going out of your body? This is a new piece. There are electrical wiring patterns and channels that run throughout the body. There is a specific one that allows you to both be grounded and connected into the earth in a very unique and interesting way. In the arches of your feet, there are a chakra in each foot. Would you just put your attention right on the arches of your feet, and you might see them as little circles, so an inch or two, 3 centimeters, 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters, that size. Would you just put your attention on your feet, on your arches, and then would you give the command to open them 20%? Now, this is one of these things where the slower you go, the faster you arrive. And because 20% feels good, 100% may not feel good at all. So just simply allow 20% to do what it does. See them as little, almost like irises of a camera lens. They kind of spin open and spin closed. Would you just let them open up? And then would you bring the energy from the earth up into your feet? Just say hello to the mother. Just let that energy come right up into the feet. This is a 24-hour-a-day structure we're turning back on. Very fundamental, yes. Very effective, yes. Now, if that energy comes in from the earth, it'll start to just fill into the feet. You might feel it as a warmth or a tingly sensation. It might even be cool. They don't have to be equal. One foot may feel one way, the other foot may feel another way. There is no right answer. Another breath. Then with the next breath, would you just allow the energy to begin to move into the ankle? Just put your attention on the right foot, right leg. And there is a line that comes right up through the lower leg from the ankle to the knee. Would you just say hello to the energy and let it begin to move? It'll be warm or tingly or cool. In some places it'll be very present. In other places it's like I don't feel anything. There is no right answer. Another breath. Then if it gets up into the right knee, it swirls around and there's a continuation of that channel and it goes right through the center of the thigh from the knee into the first chakra at the tip of the spine. It enters at the 5 or the 7. If you were looking at a face clock, one with numbers on it, the grounding is at 6. The entry points of the leg channels, 5 and 7. Now just kind of notice the left foot. You may find that the left leg is doing exactly what the right leg is doing. No problem. It may be doing nothing, so would you kind of say hello to the left foot and let the energy begin to move up the legs. Again, the slower you go, the faster you will arrive. Be in no hurry here. In the center of your head, be aware of the breath. Would you like yourself? Very, very powerful feeling and vibration. I like me. I'm okay. Again, would you be right in the center of your head? And would you be aware of yourself in the center of your head, being aware of yourself? That energy moves up and through the legs into the first chakra. It continues right back down the grounding cord, creating 2 closed loops. And would you again notice yourself? Conscious of being conscious, aware of being aware. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe your eyes open. Don't do it yet, but I'm going to ask you in a moment. So would you be aware in the center of your head so that when I ask you to breathe your eyes open, you are there and conscious to do it? Would you just be aware of 3 smooth, And that's circular loops, connected breath. And would you like yourself? Now, without opening your eyes and without moving out of the center of your head, would you allow the awareness of the room around you just to become conscious to you? Now, for many, this is a very big switch. Let it come to you. We are so used to jumping out of the body and going to. So right here, would you just be aware of your breath, and simultaneously, would you be aware of the room? This is a very big piece, although it sounds very insignificant. And just kind of be aware of the breath. Then I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, but don't focus on anything in the room. Just kind of look maybe down right in front of you. And as your eyes open, let that stay unfocused. But would you just hold your attention on the breath and just kind of watch another one or two or three breaths. So would you just be aware of being aware of the breath. Let your eyes open. Nothing about your awareness changes. You're watching the flow of the breath. Continue to watch the breath, and then just let what's right in front of you, a foot or two, meter, 3 feet, just kind of come into focus. Just let it come to you. And blink your eyes if you have to. Continue to watch the breath, and then just let your eyes become aware of the room, but don't leave the center of your head. Continue the breath. Then would you notice the energy in your legs? Would you be aware of the grounding cord? Notice how you feel. You are observing the room, but the room is not. You are not outside the body. You're in the center of your head. My suspicion is it's quiet. There's a focus. There's a clarity. There's an ease. Now, there's a tendency to want to stop breathing because with your eyes open, you are so used to moving away from the body that in order to do that, you have to interrupt the breath. That's why a continuous circular breath will keep you in present time, and it will keep you in the body. Very big deal. Another breath. Let's just go into the next tool that we worked on. Let me put it in perspective. I have a lot of tools in my toolbox. If I had to get rid of all my tools in a third dimensional reality, but I could keep two, my grounding cord and the rose at the edge of the aura that we are about to play with. If I can manage the energy that gets into my space and ground it off, and I can create a point of delineation at the edge of my aura with the understanding that everything from the edge of my aura to the heart is me, and everything from the edge of the aura external is Shakespeare's theater to entertain me, I have a perception and a perspective that is very different than how I have lived my life to this point. Can you see that? So let's just establish this rose at the edge of the aura. I had asked many of you to practice for the last week or so, and I'm interested in your results when we have question and answers in a few minutes. But for those of you who are new to this, What I'd like you to do, eyes open in the center of your head, would you stick your hand, left arm, straight out in front of you, and then would you bend your palm towards yourself? Continue to breathe. That is approximately the edge of your energy field. So let's call it where you start and you stop. That's very much incorrect. But for the practice, play here. I start and I stop right there. Everything from the palm of my hand to my heart is me, and everything on the other side of the palm of my hand is the theater to entertain me. Now, isn't that a great way to look at it? There's no problems. It's theater. It's all that drama and all that noise and all those people doing all these really weird things. It's not my problem. Now, that's another statement. Not my problem doesn't mean I don't care, screw you. It simply means, that's interesting theater, but it has nothing to do with me. If you can begin to play with that concept, you will realize, with your rose up that we're about to put here, that much of what you engage in, most of the thoughts that pass through you, and many of the beliefs, if not most, that you hold, have nothing to do with you, nor are they your thoughts or your beliefs. Interesting. So here, let's play with this a little bit more. So again, would you create an imaginary rose, and would you put it right where your palm of your hand is, as if you were holding it between your thumb and index finger? Would you just create, see it, allow yourself to see it, make believe is perfectly okay in this aspect of expanding your clairvoyance and your imagination, which you will find is far more real than the third dimensional game we play. But just put the rose right out there on the edge of the aura. Take a breath, establish it, anchor it, let it be there, and then move your hand, leaving the rose right at the edge of the aura. Would you kind of look at it and define the space from the rose to your heart? And would you just see that space? This is me. That rose is like an electron. It goes all the way around the energy field. It's like a big circle. If you were standing in the middle holding the rose and make a 360-degree turn all the way around, that would be where the rose operates all the time. This also is not something new. It's part of your spiritual makeup. It's always been available. Now, would you just look at the rose again, and would you see through it and just see the theater on the other side? By holding the rose here, it's not a wall, it's not a keep out, it's not a threatening. It's simply a point that says, this is who I am. From here to here, in this physicalness, this is who I am. By holding that thought with the rose, all of the theater has been put on notice. And the great majority of the theater will not violate that rose. And if you play with it and make it a game, go to the supermarket with your rose up, have a meeting with the rose up, talk to your husband or wife with the rose up, that's hysterical. What happens is you start to establish a boundary that is respected. Now, there are some situations where the person's not going to respect that boundary at all. They're going to get angry. They're going to throw energy. They're going to be annoyed. If you hold the rose up, your ability to not engage with that noisiness and that anger becomes very available to you. It's not a I don't care. It's not a screw you. It's not an argument with, it just simply says, oh, I can see that you're angry. From there, you can observe them being angry. You can choose how you wish to experience this, what you would like to do about it, what you would not like to do about it, you'll find that the reactionary state of argument is a choice, not a reality or necessity. From there, you can take an action that allows you to engage in a way that does not necessarily have reaction attached to it. In the situation where somebody does not respect that line, there are two rules that make the game very valuable to you to know. If I was standing in front of you, and I put my hand up and you put your hand up, the roses, both of ours, would be 50% between us, halfway between you and me. Another breath, please. If I was angry, belligerent, and rude, and I took a step forward, my energy would override or would bypass your rose and wind up in your space. Not desirable on your part. So how you manage that is very specific. The first rule is stay on your side of the rose. Do not come to my side of the rose. I'm the belligerent one. And when I step towards you, what you want to continue to do is hold the rose so it's 50% between me and you. Now, I just took a step. You move the rose back. Your whole energetic field, more or less, becomes a little smaller. And I take another step. You move the rose back. The field starts to get more compacted. You do this many times if you ever stepped onto a crowded subway or a bus or walking through a very crowded lobby. You pull yourself in. Everybody does that to one extent or the other. But this is more managed. This is intentional. And so now I take another step, and you keep moving the rose in. If you move the rose right to the tip of your nose, and I move right to the tip of your nose, the field that you are standing in on your side of the rose, although it's compacted, is perfectly managed without fear or without angry or a sense of something being unsafe. And as I, the rude one, take a step back, you move the rose back 50%, 50% until it gets to the original place, and I, the theater, continues to do whatever it is I was doing. Can that make sense? So, the rose works as a mechanism to define a reference point, to define your energy field, and to allow you a freedom and a flexibility to be safe and managed in that vibrational field. Some assembly required. It requires practicing when it doesn't count. Go to the supermarket, walk through the mall, put your rose up and walk right up close to somebody with your rose up, moving it in closer and closer, moving it back out. Just keep talking. They don't know what you're doing. They will kind of give you a funny look possibly. You're going to find that you all of a sudden have a ability to have a sense of certainty, a sense of command, a sense of seniority, and a sense of your presence in a manner that you have most likely never really consciously experienced before. So, another breath. Whoa. So with the addition of the energy running through the legs, in fact, just where you're sitting, would you be aware of your rose? Would you be aware of your grounding cord? Would you be aware of the energy running through the legs? And would you be aware of the ease, the quietness, kind of very simpleness that you're sitting in, but there is a command in your presence? Would you just have a sense of you have just taken charge of yourself? Possibly in a new way. This is very simple, these set of things that we've just done, but they are 24-hour-a-day applications and tools. From this body of knowledge, there is some extraordinary experiences and tools that you're about to step into. But becoming masterful at these, managing your energy field without reaction, gives you choice. Managing your energy field without amping it up into anger or resentment allows you to, in fact, influence an entire room of people when they are disturbed. You can change an entire room and quiet many people without even moving a muscle. It's a wonderful experience to do. So, take a breath. The shift is engaged. There is about to be a tremendous amount of noise outside of your aura in the theater. There is going to be a fair amount of fear, of confusion, of blame, of guilt, of yelling, of finger pointing, and there's going to be a shift that will occur from how the rigidity of the third dimension has been structured to a great extent in greed and domination and lack of freedom into a field of consciousness that is very free and very, very available to creativeness in abundance, in beauty, in well-being, perfect health. It's absolutely extraordinary what we are in the process of stepping into. But it starts with the grounding and the rose and running the energy through the body, being in the center of your head and observing, choosing, and acting. So let me stop right there. Oh, let me make one little commercial statement. I said I wasn't going to sell you anything. But for those of you who have taken the level one class, a lot of tools in level one, that gives you the kind of the entry point into level two. There is a new level two class starting next week. They start every 3 months, but the new one is starting for those of you who have asked. If you want more information about the classes, level one, level two, level three, ask here. I'll give you a little information. All the information is on the website, and let me answer questions that are pertinent to you right now, too. So let me turn this over to Roxanne. Some of you may have to go. Blessings. Thanks for playing. Hope this was helpful. Practice, play with these tools over the next week, and I'll add two next week that'll give you a greater range of managing your energy. So let me turn this over to Roxanne.